This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to take a look at a continuing problem that conservatives and constitutionalists have been facing. And it's the Republican Party, but it's the Republican establishment. And Edmund Wright has written many times, actually, in The American Thinker, and has written a book, How Karl Rove and the Establishment Lost Again. Now, before you think, oh, yeah, okay, well, that was 5 years ago, believe me, folks, this book could have been written about the next election. This is what will be our future if we don't finally bring the Republican establishment, which he rather felicitously puts into an acronym of GOP and then little e, for establishment, GOPE. And the way I remember that is GOPE rhymes with dope. So anyway, these are the guys that are going to bring us victory after victory by sounding like Democrats. And it didn't work until it worked for the Democrats just fine. The guy that finally broke the spell, perhaps we could say, was our current president, who's not even a conservative, but he has something in his DNA that's apparently, upon inspection, not allowed for anybody in the GOP leadership, and that is fight. Donald Trump will fight, and the Republican leadership almost never, we could say, would fight. So the analysis about Karl Rove, of course, is still relevant because Karl Rove is still popping off about how wrong he can be night after night on Fox News. And maybe that's one reason why they're not held in the same high esteem as they once were by many conservatives. But, Edmund, I just think you've put your finger on the pulse of the Republican Party. And I must say the pulse is kind of weak, isn't it?
In a lot of ways, and it's getting more confusing, which I'm sure we'll flesh out as we go through the show. But, you know, I got a message on Facebook a couple of months ago, and it was from a guy who had read the book shortly after it was released, which was early 2013. And I had forgotten I had actually written this, but I had written about a third of a chapter more or less predicting the rise of Donald Trump and what would be the good developments as a result, but what would be problematic as a result. And, you know, it's interesting. You touched on the good, and the good is that he has shown the Republican Party how to fight the media, how to fight the Democrats, how to fight Obama, how to win. The bad, which we have seen this week with him taking out after the Freedom Caucus,
exactly,
is no conservative, and in fact, tends to snap back at conservatives in certain situations and involving certain issues. So very interesting times that we are here, and I'm thankful that guy sent me that Facebook message. I had forgotten I talked about Trump in that book, but apparently I did.
I just reviewed the book to be ready for our conversation, and yes, it is there. I would say it might even be less than a page, but you hit all the main points. And you saw it coming when he was still an entertainer firing people on television. So
yeah, I had a piece that American Thinker from April of 2011 that I called Translating Trump. And it was based on an interview he did with a national talk show host, another national talk show host, where that talk show host refused to call him out when he started swerving way to the left. But again, it was that great Trump tone, that understanding that people don't want this sort of sissified, prissified political jargon. They want people to talk like a real guy. And Trump has created tremendous resonance, Larry, as a result of just doing that.
You know, that's probably, it just popped into my mind, and I haven't examined this, so you can shoot it down if you think it needs to be, but the search for a real guy may explain why Palin did so well. She had more backbone than so many of the gutless wonders in the Republican Party.
I don't think there is any doubt about that. I understand exactly what you mean, and Sarah Palin, maybe more than any other, and this should speak to your heart, Larry, maybe more than any other recent figure, Sarah Palin has made guns and sexy work together very well, and she certainly did, especially 08-09.
Yeah, and she showed that it was part of a normal life, and as you described it rather aptly, I thought, a life outside of government, a conservative who was quite happy going out and killing things and eating them and raising her family and working for a living along with her husband. And what a remarkable family story. And something that the establishment of both parties here in Washington and I guess New York City, our media capital, couldn't stand. Happily married couple working for a living, conservative, don't want the government all over their back. What's not to hate?
Well, yeah, exactly. And you know, I think I've written a couple of times contrasting Sarah Palin with Jamie Gorelick. Now, just to remind your listeners, Larry, Jamie Gorelick had worked at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and taken huge bonuses as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were preparing to crash our entire economy. Years before that, she was working as an assistant attorney general under Bill Clinton, and she's the one who authored the wall of separation that kept the FBI and CIA from comparing notes on people like Muhammad Atta and so on. In other words, Jamie Gorelick, all the proper Harvard, resume items, climbing her way up the government ladder, the media ladder, the elitist ladder. She was responsible for, or largely responsible for, the two greatest disasters of our lifetime, 9/11 and the economic crash. And you're right. This is what Washington, she's doing quite well in Washington, ironically, as Ivanka and Jared's attorney, but that's a whole different story. But she did quite well, Larry, on the backs of colossal failures. Meanwhile, all Sarah Palin had done is live a successful life until government started ruining it. So she got into government to try to save it.
And by the way, we should point out that she went after both parties when they were involved in crony arrangements with the government to stick it to the little guy,
yes.
Unlike the phony moderate reaching across the aisle, maverick, quote unquote, that she happened to run with for president and vice president. She was the real deal. She was the real maverick because she just didn't play either party's games, and she went after entrenched interests on behalf of taxpayers, ratepayers, consumers. She was the real deal. John McCain was a big phony, and isn't it interesting? The media loved him until he had the nomination, and then they cut his guts out and laid him on the table right in front of him.
Yes, which, of course, was so predictable, and I'm sure you predicted it. But I have a question about McCain and Palin. I have a theory, rather. I'd like to run this theory by you, Larry, and you tell me if I'm onto something or maybe I'm all wet. I don't think McCain had any idea what Sarah Palin was about when he picked her. I think he had researched her and said, oh, she'll go after Republicans, too? Fine.
She's called a maverick, so am I, therefore let's have her on the team. I don't think they did a whole lot more vetting than that, because if they had seen what she was really like, she would have scared them to death on the McCain campaign.
Right, absolutely. And so then Wallace and some of the others tried to throw her under the bus during the campaign because of a one unfortunate interview, when it was really her small government, instinctive small government conservatism that really scared John McCain.
That's the deal. We're talking today with C. Edmund Wright. He is the author of How Karl Rove and the Establishment Lost Again. And folks, I think they're going to try to do it again if we don't wise up and call them out. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today we're talking with Edmund Wright. He is a frequent commentator in places like American Thinker, and his book that caught my eye, which is a about 4-plus years old. Nevertheless, might as well have been written about the next election, how Karl Rove and the establishment lost again, and the fact that the establishment, in this case Fox News, is still putting up Karl Rove as if he has something important to say indicates that they are very slow to learn, and they haven't seen that it was his model of politics that failed and was found wanting. Why don't we spend a little time discussing what is the Karl Rove model of politics, and why is it a non-starter and seldom likely to be able to succeed?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I talk about this a lot. You know, the Karl Rove model, and just to lay a little background for the book was about Republican establishment failures from the 1992 election, which was George H.W. Bush's election, or attempted election against Bill Clinton, right on through the Mitt Romney disaster of 2012. Rove had different amounts of influence on the different campaigns during that 20-year period of time, but the mindset, Larry, was the same. It's let's take a focus group and then tailor our message to what won't offend the soccer moms in southern Ohio or some such idiocy like that. When Rove and Haley Barbour addressed a bunch of big donors at the Republican convention in the summer of 2012, leading into the Romney-Obama election, they said we cannot go after Obama because people will hold that against us. And we cannot do this and we cannot do that. And they did it all based on focus group data. And here's the problem. The Frank Luntz focus group.
Let me just interject. I'll bet Donald Trump doesn't even know what a focus group is.
He might pronounce it with a slightly different first vowel. We'll just leave it at that.
We'll just leave it at that. Yes. Keep right on. Nothing to see here.
Right. But see, here's the thing. As you know, Larry, conservatism and all the things that the Gun Owners of America stands for, which is more than just guns, it's for liberty and freedom across the board. That kind of thing is not very well summed up in a 30-second soundbite. It's not even summed up in a 2-hour focus group. You see, the idea that you can judge the effectiveness of a 13-week or 26-week campaign based on a 2-hour focus group is just flawed, because in the short term, the liberal soundbites sound better. More government will fix it, this, that, and the other. To understand liberty, to understand conservatism, to understand freedom takes a lot longer. So when you are determined to design the Republican message based on 2-hour focus groups, you are absolutely guaranteeing a weak message that will not succeed. And that is one of the main problems with the Rove mindset. And it's not just Rove. It's the entire Republican consultant class and most of the folks who come in on Fox News. So that the focus group and the being afraid, the being scared, that is a big part of it. And conversely, that was why Trump was so refreshing. You know, quite frankly, I wish we could have, you know, gotten the Frankenstein cap and put Trump's fearlessness, you know, and maybe put it, you know, into Ted Cruz's body or something, and we would have had the best of both worlds. But Trump's victory, I think, demonstrates clearly what the problem with the Republican establishment is.
We do. We have an establishment that I don't think has learned yet, and that would be evidenced by the fact that Donald Trump, when the Ryan effort to pump new life into Obamacare, the so-called Ryan Care, without protecting gun owners whatsoever from a number of inherent obstacles that are in there and dangers that we have pointed to repeatedly, Ryan just goes blithely along pushing socialism as if it's the Republican solution to socialism? How does that work?
Well, listen, I will agree with you on every bit of blame you want to give to Paul Ryan and the Republican establishment for that. But where you and I may differ some is I hold Donald Trump actually equally guilty on this particular part with respects to Obamacare. And I say that because his comments about health care have always, had kind of an unnerving big government, background to them.
That's true.
And you know, the Freedom Caucus, which are basically guys that were elected in 2010, the great Tea Party election of 2010. That's what
and the staunchest defenders of the Second Amendment who understand the dangers to the Second Amendment in Obama/Ryan Care.
Yes, that right. They generally understand pretty much anything about liberty and limited government freedom. I mean, they're rarely wrong. Rarely any of them are wrong on any of that.
Right.
They're not all monolithic, but they're pretty consistent. And I was very attacking the Freedom Caucus right now, who saved us from this thing. That's not the direction we need to head in right now.
But it does reflect the fact that Trump is not a conservative. He doesn't have a consistent conservative philosophy. If there's one thing we could fault certainly the Republican establishment, and maybe even the Freedom Caucus, maybe, I don't know, but maybe they have not made enough of an effort to sit down with him and say, look, here's the deal. Here's what's going on. Here's how government has been increasingly restricting our liberty, and our guns are part of what's at stake. But here's the whole package. Here's how this gooey mess called big government. You've seen it threaten you in New York, for goodness sakes. Sir, you did kind of buy your way out with some contributions to Hillary Clinton. But nevertheless, you understand that it can be a real problem. And rather than have to have people bribe their way out, let's solve the problem by cutting tentacles off the octopus.
Yes, and I'm all about sawing those tentacles off. And you're right. This is where the problem of Trump not being ideological really is a problem, a major problem. Because this is what's so ironic. He did defeat the establishment in the primaries. In fact, when you look at the fact that for most of the primary season, Trump, Cruz, and even Ben Carson for a long time were the top three, support getters. I mean, yeah. The establishment was just getting destroyed, only getting maybe 20-30% of the total vote. That's what's so problematic here is Trump kind of reverted back to siding with the establishment against the Freedom Caucus because he doesn't have those core conservative instincts, but his instinct is to do a deal. Paul Ryan said, look, I can do a deal. And so I think Trump got invested in that rather than doing the right deal.
I'd hate to have Ryan even be the realtor for me when I'm trying to buy a house. I'd end up paying twice as much.
Right. And you'll be in a you'll be in a crony neighborhood.
Exactly right. They'll restrict me so bad I won't even be able to cut my lawn the way I want. So, we're talking about, guess what? Some of the problems inherent in the Republican establishment. The title of the book is How Karl Rove and the Establishment Lost Again. That was written about the 2012 elections, but unless we get busy, it's going to be about the next election as well. They'll see to it. We'll be back.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, talking with C. Edmund Wright about his book, How Karl Rove and the Establishment Lost Again. And they will lose again in the future if we don't bring these folks under control. Observe one of the things that seems to be so typical of them, and you pointed it out, in at least in passing, in your book, Edmund. The Romneys and McCains of the party get really aggressive in a campaign when they're running against another Republican. Okay, that's generally, that's fine. I think that's often indicated, actually. But then it comes to the general election, and they're purring little pussycats who just want you to pet them, and aren't they so nice? It's disgusting, because they give up victory that was in their hands and was trying to lasso itself to their wrists, and they shove it off. They will not take victory. These are people that will not take yes for an answer.
I am so glad you brought that up. A couple of examples here. Go back to the 2011-2012 campaign, and basically the Mitt Romney campaign called Newt Gingrich the devil. Look, Newt's got his problems and his establishment leanings, but during the 2011-2012 campaign, he was so far ahead of everyone else. in articulating small government conservative ideas. And Mitt Romney savaged him. And so you turn around and savage Newt Gingrich as the devil, more or less, for 4 or 5 months. And then you think you're going to call Obama a nice guy who's merely over his head and this is going to work. I mean, it was beyond ridiculous. And it was infuriating to me to watch that play out.
And it showed stuck on stupid to think that Obama was in over his head what conservatives were labeling as failures because the government was beginning to really mess up the economy in a way that hadn't been done quite so badly before. That's what Obama wanted to do. He's a radical socialist. Of course he was making things crumble. That's the part of the fundamental transformation of America. And it was an open book. It wasn't hard to figure it out. In fact, a New Zealander, and I've interviewed him, Trevor Loudon, had seen it from afar in New Zealand, but the folks here in our own Republican Party, boy, is this Obama's really a klutz, isn't he?
That was, and this ties into another thing they did that infuriated me. I remember this because I just about fell out of my chair. I was at a hotel in Charlotte on business, and when the debate between Paul Ryan and Joe Biden took place, back in the 2012 campaign. And Joe Biden sat there and went on this long diatribe. Now, keep in mind, Joe Biden has been in the government since when? Since Amtrak was pulled by horses?
I don't think he's ever worked in the private sector in his life, period.
Exactly. And he's been in government about 40 years, 50 years, whatever it is. And he sat there and complained about the mess that he and Barack Obama inherited. And instead of saying, wait a minute, Senator Biden, you've been here 40 years. You didn't inherit anything. This was caused by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which is, they're not the private sector. Those are perversions of the private sector.
That Democrats created and Democrats put on the book and Democrats messed up.
And Paul Ryan sat there and agreed with Joe Biden that they inherited it from Bush. I felt right then, even though Mitt and Ryan were surging, I felt right then the election was lost. I said, if they're not willing to confront that lie, let alone the lie of the phony unemployment figures, if they're not willing to confront that, then they will continue to take blame for the economy and they will continue to lose, because in 08 and 12, Larry, within a 1 percentage point of people who blamed Bush for the economy, that's almost exactly the vote that Obama got both in 2008 and 2012. And the refusal to confront the lie, the narrative, is just so infuriating, and it's been one of the major Republican establishment problems.
Yeah, let's make sure that we spread the blame as far as it needs to be right now. That is that Romney didn't have any prep, if you will. Not that that excuses him, because he's a smart enough guy. He could have figured this all out himself. But he was too feckless to say it. Bush and Rove had not set up a narrative to explain why these Democrat failures were plaguing the country. And they were doing what they could. Actually, they weren't. They were, if anything, priming the pump of socialism. But they should have been able to say, as Republicans, there's a mess here, all right. This is the swamp we were sent in to drain. And, I mean, we're like up to hip deep in our waders, folks. This is a tough job.
Well, this is what's so amazing about that is actually John McCain and George Bush. McCain is a senator and Bush is president. They actually had showed a lot of concern about Fannie Mae in 04, 05, 06. They actually did understand it. But somehow when the stuff hit the fan, Bush couldn't articulate what it was that hit the fan. And then certainly, McCain, who has no more familiarity with the private sector than Joe Biden does, except McCain married into it.
Right.
McCain certainly was the messenger to tell that story.
Yeah, it's amazing that the Republican Party, the party of opportunity, of limited government, of entrepreneurial initiative, has not been led by people who've ever participated in that. And frankly, I don't think that maybe they can pronounce the words I just said, but they don't know what they mean. They don't feel them in their heart.
No, they all need to go have to watch an Atlas Shrugged marathon, I think, because that shows a good job of showing how liberalism, big government, actually offends human nature and misapprehends human nature on its face. And the way that the best way to organize our affairs is based on liberty and limited government. And, you know, it's interesting. I was watching, just perusing through TV last night, and The Patriot was on, and I saw the last hour or so of that movie, you know, where the militia, was used to fool Cornwallis and win a big battle that eventually turned the war. So I thought that was kind of interesting prep for our discussion today, especially considering the fact that understanding the militia and those people who are now descendants of the militia, like the Gun Owners of America, you know, how important we are to this entire experiment, not only launching it, but in preserving it.
It was the very spirit that would lead men to take up arms against the most powerful military in the world that also understood some of the other problems of big government. They didn't make this decision to risk their lives in such a fashion because they were a bunch of reckless people. They were fighting for deep set beliefs and principles, and we just don't hear most of our leaders articulate that. I think you're right that Ted Cruz has probably come the closest to articulating them, and he never managed to galvanize public opinion against the establishment the way Donald Trump did. And hopefully, you know, Cruz is a young man, actually, and he's a lot brighter than I am. And I'll bet he's taken some lessons out of that contest that he had. And if he tries to come back again, my guess is he's going to be a lot more difficult to tangle with because of that. Because he's basically got the right compass. He understands the fundamentals of the problem. And as we've already revealed, as much as we like a lot of things about Donald Trump, he doesn't really get it. Talking with Edmund Wright about his book, How Karl Rove and the Establishment Lost Again, and I might add as a further of that title, and we'll lose again if we don't stop them, then we're going to be back after these messages.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, I'm talking today with C. Edmund Wright, the author of a book about how Karl Rove and the establishment lost again, and as I was ad-libbing right as we went into the break, and will lose again if we don't get the party out of their hands. Karl Rove is somebody whose default ideological position is with the liberals in the Republican Party. He picked the most liberal governor candidate in the Republican primary in Texas, George W. Bush. He had Bush endorsing the most liberal candidate in congressional contests, primary contests, where there was a rhino versus a rather conservative candidate, and they would go behind the more liberal. They're just convinced that that's the way to win. And as we have seen over so many elections, actually, if we look at the way this philosophy has worked out, more often than not, it's the way you lose. And frankly, I am tired of losing. That's probably why some of Donald Trump's rhetoric resonated, that we'll get tired of winning. Well, we sure hadn't got tired of winning under the way the Republican establishment was going until then. That's for sure.
No, you're absolutely right. And again, I do think 20, 25 years of this watered-down, crucified Washingtonian speak, I think that's what created such an incredible appetite for someone who just talked like a real guy. And I think that was, maybe more than any single factor. And there were a lot of factors because it was a perfect storm. But that was certainly one of the big wind gusts, was that right there. And that had been, that frustration had been building up. And you know, Larry, if you go back to 2011, 2012, the guy who tapped into that for a period of time, again, was Newt Gingrich. Then he got distracted by Romney's campaign, and he went off attacking Romney. You know, you mentioned earlier that...
Let me just close that point that you made, attacking Romney and failing to campaign against Obama, because whoever was going to win the Republican primary, Obama was, and to a considerable extent still is, the enemy.
When Newt Gingrich was attacking Obama, in fact, you'll probably remember this, during the debates, Newt came from almost zero in the polls, and then suddenly he was lapping everybody in Iowa about 14, 15 points.
Right.
Then the attacks came at him again, and he did poorly in New Hampshire, but then he rallied in South Carolina, started attacking Obama, liberal judges, liberal unions, and he made it an ideological fight. He won South Carolina by 13 points over Mitt Romney.
Right now, and let's point that South Carolina is a state with a huge number of retired military. Theoretically, McCain should have done very well there, and still Newt beat the snot out of McCain, and McCain has a lot of snot to beat out.
Yeah, exactly. But then Newt abandoned that message. Because Newt, a little bit like Ted Cruz, and by the way, I know some of these people. I know some of these consultants. You know, they got Cruz off message, and they got Newt off message in 2011, 2012, and it was not until 4 years later that Donald Trump took advantage of that. So
he sure did, and he made it pay. And as long as he stayed on that message,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Which goes back to one thing that is an interesting situation. There is the idea that you have to attack other Republicans to win. See, I disagree with that. Trump made it work for him, but there were a lot of other factors. Newt was winning when he was saying, in fact, he said this many times on these debate stages. Any of the six of us, any of the eight of us, any of the seven of us, however many people were still in the race at this time, would be far better than Obama. He would say that as a precursor to almost every answer. And then he would go attacking not only just Obama, but liberalism as a organizing principle and liberal institutions. And he was tremendous at that. I believe that the best way to win the presidency is to attack the Democrats from day one and just do that better than any other Republican, and you'll win the nomination, and then you'll also win the general.
Now, if a Republican is so feckless and so tainted with socialism that he's exhibiting traits of hidden Democrat tendencies, well, then I think it's fair to blow those out of the water as well. But your point is absolutely where they need to campaign overall, and that is against the socialist in the other party. And it might be a proper aside to say, and it's really a shame that some of my opponents exhibit some of those tendencies, but let's face it, they're nothing compared to Obama over here, who, and nobody ever recited the guy's communist background, for goodness sake. It was distressed.
No.
When it took a New Zealander from halfway around the world to call him out, that's getting pretty bad.
This goes back to the focus group issue, Larry. You call Obama a communist for 2 hours in a focus group, no one really believes you, and it doesn't work for 2 hours. You point out why and how he is one over a 12-month campaign, people get it. And once they get it, then they're not going to go back. That's part of the problem. And to go to your other point, yes, I think it's fair to attack other Republicans if you're attacking them from the right because they are
Correct.
Too much like Democrats. That
Correct.
Is when you do attack them, but then you tie them to the other side, and that makes your point that much stronger.
And that's I like that, tying them to the other side, Tweedledum and Tweedledee, and hopefully this election is not about that. One of the things that never got said that I can recall, other than maybe, I think this was one of the times when Sean Hannity really was spot on, and he just kept nailing Jeremiah Wright and his horrible, really anti-Christian sermons, his racism, his virulent racism. That was such a target that said, here, hit me right here. I'm a big target. And Obama was not made to account for that.
No.
So he got a free ride.
He was that was my first piece. It's interesting you bring that up. My first piece ever for American Thinker was March of 2008. And it was titled something like Why Jeremiah Wright Matters. And what I did was I pointed out and fleshed out a theory that I'd actually heard Mona Charon touch on as well, that Barack Obama coming from Kansas / Hawaii / Harvard was way too white to be successful in Chicago. So he sought out Jeremiah Wright's church, the black separatist movement.
Right.
Sought that out, immersed himself in that to become, to get his black street cred. And
that's exactly.
Kind of went viral for a few days, and then a few days later was the throw grandma under the bus speech, oddly enough. But you're right, Jeremiah Wright was important. Because the very reason Obama was in that pew for 20 years is he wasn't black enough on his own to win in Chicago, especially with his first couple of elections as alderman or whatever they are up there. That launched his career. Yeah.
In our remaining time, I'd like to point to Senator Toomey, who's a unhappily a sad example of the fecklessness in too many Republicans. Here's a guy who I had gone and campaigned for. He was running against Arlen Specter, who was a nemesis as far as the Second Amendment is concerned. Arlen Specter was capable of talking a good game, but when you needed his vote, you had that knife going right in. So Toomey used points like that, ran against Specter, went on to beat anti-gun Arlen Specter. And what did Senator Toomey do to reward gun owners for that support? Supported legislation, in fact, put his name on a bill with Senator Manchin of West Virginia that would have enabled the registration of every gun owner in the country. And I think many gun owners are quite aware of the danger of registration, where it's been practiced even in our country, as in California, as in Cleveland, Ohio many years ago, as in New York City. When they decide that the guns that you have registered are no longer fashionable, forget the fact that they are Second Amendment guns used to keep the government under control. They come for them. Maybe they come for them because they understand that those are Second Amendment guns. And Senator Toomey led the charge on that. That was the reward that we got for supporting Senator Toomey. We didn't lift a finger in his last election effort, but alas, he's an incumbent, and we know that they do fairly well. Edmund Wright, keep writing, keep telling the American people about the where the Republican Party needs to go, because once the Donald Trump fight phenomena has passed, we're going to have to decide who we are all over again. The book is How Karl Rove and the Establishment Lost Again. It's like it was written yesterday, folks.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Be Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.